Certainly within the business world, one doesn't have to look very far into an IT system before finding a database somewhere in the mix. Whether a flat file stock list or a relational database as the back-end system for an e-commerce website, or perhaps even a distributed database for an international online organization. The word database is readily used to describe any kind of organized collection of data on a computer system. And the easiest way to represent organized is through the concept of a table. Merely by organizing data into columns and rows, we have in fact created a database. A database in the most primitive sense is just a single table. A single table database is referred to as a flat file. So imagine creating a database for the college library. The thing, or the entity, that we're going to store information about is clearly books. So let's consider the characteristics of an individual book. What information might we want to store? So clearly the book will have a title and an author, and perhaps it will belong to a given genre, such as astrophysics or classic literature. These characteristics or attributes of the book entity will become the columns of our database table, which we will call fields. An individual instance of a book will take up one row on the table, which we will call a record. It's quite feasible that a library might want to stock more than one copy of a particular book. Now, of the fields that we have in our book table, there aren't any that uniquely identify an individual book. And this is a problem for a database, because every single row or record within a database table must have one field which is unique for that record. So in this case, the field title may not be unique if the library stocks more than one copy of the same book, in which case it would be desirable to store a unique ID number for each individual book. As this ID field will be unique for each record in the table, that field is called a primary key. So by definition, a primary key must be unique. In any situation where a piece of data happens to be stored, which is in itself already unique, there's no need to create an additional ID field. So for example, a database about cars, the car registration number is already unique. So there's no need to create an arbitrary ID number on the database system as each record would be entered. In our book situation, there is a piece of information which already exists, which may be stored anyway, and is intrinsically unique. And that is the ISBN number on the back of the book. If the purpose of this database was a stock list of books that we were offering for sale, for example on a website such as Amazon, then the ISBN number would be a perfect candidate to become a primary key in the book table. But in this college library example, where there may be more than one copy of a certain book, the only way to differentiate between those individual copies, for example to record which students have got those books on loan, is to create a separate ID number for each book. So whether a primary key is based upon data that exists in the real world, or an arbitrary number that's created by a computer system simply to assign a unique ID to each record, is largely irrelevant, provided that every single record within a table has one field which can uniquely identify each record, the primary key field. Imagine now a situation where a student wants to borrow a book, and we record attributes of the student, such as their ID number, their name, and details of the loan, such as the date that the book's checked out and the date it's due back. In doing this, it would become necessary to duplicate all of the information about the book, and indeed the student, just to record a loan. In other words, every time a book is checked out, the book title, author, and genre, along with the student's name, would be duplicated for each loan entered. And this unnecessary duplication of data is referred to as data redundancy. Redundant data in a database can lead to a lack of data consistency. If data is stored more than once, there's no guarantee that the data would have been entered in exactly the same format, and also, if changes in the real world necessitate changes to that data, for example, the change of a student's surname, there's no guarantee that all instances of that surname will be updated correctly. So data perhaps being spelt differently in different places or being stored in a different format is said to be an issue with data consistency. So if just one instance of an item of duplicated data is not updated consistently, then the database is said to have lost integrity. If data integrity refers to the correctness of the data, clearly two inconsistent entries cannot both be correct. So redundant data is the unnecessary duplication of data, which can lead to a loss of data integrity and inconsistency. In a genuine flat file database, there is no redundant data. But as soon as we start mixing up the entities so that one database table contains information about more than one thing, in this case, we're combining information about books and students and loans into a single table. Because this is not a genuine flat file situation and redundant data has been created, it's necessary to go through a process of separating out the fields into separate tables to eliminate redundancy. And that process is known as normalization. There are three stages to normalization that you need to be aware of, defined simply as first, second, and third normal form. So a database that includes information about more than one entity, held as a single table, is first placed into first normal form by eliminating repeating attributes. So if we simply apply common sense and create a separate table for each entity, each table can be assigned a primary key in a very straightforward manner, book ID in a book table, student ID in a student table, and a transaction ID or a loan ID to record each instance of a student borrowing a book. Think about how the loan table records which book and which student was involved in the loan. The primary key loan ID may uniquely identify each loan record, but it's still clearly feasible that a given book could be borrowed on more than one occasion, hence would be in the loan table more than once. And a student could borrow more than one book, so a given student ID may appear in the loan table more than once. So book ID and student ID could not be said to be unique in the loan table. They are not primary keys in the loan table. So what we have here is a special situation where the primary key from a table also appears in another table. So the book ID in the loan table is referred to as a foreign key. Can you identify the second foreign key in the loan table? Well, it is, of course, student ID. The student ID is the primary key in the student table, but also appears in the loan table in order to identify which student has borrowed the book. Because the student ID in the loan table links to the primary key student ID in the student table, it's not necessary to store information such as the student's name every time a loan is created. Likewise, the book ID in the loan table references the book ID as a primary key in the book table. So it's not necessary every time a loan is created to duplicate the book title, the book author, and the book genre. So the foreign keys in the loan table allow this information to be referenced elsewhere. Or we could say, the foreign keys define a relationship between other tables. So in summary, a relational database is a database consisting of multiple tables with links between them. And tables are linked by primary and foreign keys. Finally, if you consider now the degree of the relationship between the book table and the loan table. Every book that could be borrowed appears in the book table exactly once. But each book could be borrowed more than once. In other words, the relationship is one to many. Book ID is unique in the book table. So that must be the one end of the relationship. But book ID is a foreign key in the loan table, and that's the many end of the relationship, because the same book ID could appear many times in the loan table.